My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, welcome. Today's episode is going to be a really fun solo episode where I am sharing with you my journey of becoming a Pilates instructor and starting my own online Pilates business, soon to be IRL in-person Pilates business as well. I get a lot of questions actually about just people asking, how do you get certified in Pilates? How do you become an instructor? All the different things. And so I wanted to just record an episode where I really share my journey with it, and also in hopes that I can inspire you with going after your big dreams. Even if it's not in Pilates, even if it's in something totally different, this episode is going to be just hopefully a really inspiring episode for you. So before we get into the episode, make sure that if you love this podcast, you leave a 5-star review. It helps us so much just spreading the love and the word and all the things with the world. So feel free to do that. Also too, if you have a friend who just pops into your mind during the episode, share the episode with them. It might help them. It might give them something they're needing. So that is just two things that would help a lot. But before we do anything, let's just get into our self-check-in. Think of this like a time to just ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, where you're at. So let's just do this thing. Take a big inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness and lots of love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that's not serving you, any limiting beliefs, just release it with your breath. All right, now I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not too hot, how am I doing today? Just sitting with yourself, getting real with yourself here, and asking a follow-up question of, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened in your day. Maybe nothing happened in your day. Just trying to pinpoint the cause. And now I want you to ask yourself, how can I make this day a little bit better? Maybe you're feeling really tired and you just need to slow down and take a nap. Or maybe you are craving some time with your friends. Maybe you just need to call someone. Whatever it is, just holding yourself accountable right now to doing something that's going to help the future you and the current you. All right, next question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? Even if you have, let's just all grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right, feeling so hydrated, so amazing. Next question is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, I want you to stand up, shake out those legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right. Next question I have for you is, have I given myself a compliment today? It's so important to show yourself lots of love, no matter where you're at in your journey. So maybe go to the mirror and just say, I love blank about me. It could be inside, it could be outside. Just hype yourself up like you would a best friend. All right, final question I have for you today is, what is one big dream I have for myself? Think big here. What is something you've always dreamed of? Maybe it's opening your own fitness studio. Maybe it's starting a blog or a podcast. And just hold on to that dream. All right, before we get into our topic today, which is going to be a really fun, like, story kind of type of episode, let's do some life updates. I'm going to catch you up on all the things. I feel like the past week genuinely flew by so much. I am shocked that it's already been a week since last week. I feel like so much is happening. Okay, updates. I have my baby shower this coming weekend. I'm very excited for it. I feel like I have so much to do because I'm doing, so it's John, me, and then his mom. We're all like working on it together and we're hosting it at our house. So it's going to be pretty chill overall. But I mean, we got to think about the food, the fun games, get the RSVPs down, all the things. So anyways, I've been very, very just doing that. It's so funny. It actually reminds me a lot of planning my wedding because planning my wedding, I feel like I waited to the very last minute to do it. Like all the details, this is pretty much no different. But it's all gonna work out. So there's that. And then also, oh my goodness, I feel like within even just the past week, my entire body has just changed so much. Like my stomach has gotten so much larger. It is crazy how fast this baby is growing. And I am just, wow. I feel like I haven't even just taken a moment to pause in the past week. And I guess I'm doing that right now as I'm laying in bed recording this episode for you. But other things, exciting things happening. So I mentioned that I'm opening an in-person studio, which is so exciting. And I'm actually training my friend right now in my style of Pilates. And so we started that yesterday. We've done 2 days of it. It is so fun training someone. I absolutely love it so much. But I will say it's bringing me back to when I got certified as an instructor for the first time. It's so interesting. Like when you do something for a while, you kind of forget how much goes into what you're doing because you learn. Like it becomes second nature for you. But as I'm teaching someone literally from foundation up, I'm like, wait, there's so much more that goes into this than I remembered and realized. So it's been a really interesting just kind of like reflection moment as I'm training someone else in this. And I'm really excited for her to teach the in-person stuff. So anyways, that's been happening. I feel like that's been occupying a lot of my mind is just the studio, baby. Also, we just launched a challenge for Sweaty Studio, which if you don't know, that's my in-person, not my in-person, my online Pilates studio and app called Sweaty Studio. We just launched the 21-day Beautiful Pilates and Journal Challenge. I'm going to put a link below where you can join our challenge. It's so fun. I created a guided journal with lots of fun daily prompts for you so that you can work on your mental health and your mindfulness while also pairing it with 4 empowering Pilates workouts per week. These workouts have affirmations in them. They're designed to help you love your body throughout the entire workout and entire journey. And also, we have just cardio days as well. So it's 4 Pilates workouts a week, 2 cardio days per week. You can do whatever cardio of choice you want. 30 minutes is what I recommend. And then finally, daily journal prompts and a recovery stretch day. So it's going to be a fun 21 days. It takes 21 days to build a habit. And I was like, this is a great time to do that right before summer ends, building a healthy lifestyle before we get into all of the fun fall things. I feel like fall is very busy typically. So much transition happens in the fall. A lot of just newness. And I was like, okay, it'd be so good to just establish good foundations before that new season of life begins. So that is why I created this 21-day Beautiful Pilates Challenge. So definitely go check it out. I have a 14-day free trial also for anyone who's new to the studio. Definitely take advantage of that. I mean, that's 14 out of 21 days. And see if you like it. Test it out. And then, yeah, then go from there. I'd love to have you in the sweaty fam. Okay, I have one more life update for you. This is more of like a realization I've had recently. Wow. We also talk about faith on this podcast, just FYI. So we like to talk about physical health, mental health, and spiritual health as well. And so something that I've been learning recently in my faith journey that I really want to share with you is that there is such a thing as the spirit of disempowerment. So just not getting crazy deep in this, I have episodes where there's one episode if you want to really dive into the spiritual realm, all these things, how all of this works. It's with my mother-in-law. If you look it up, I think it's Cynthia Gwally is what it would be in the description of the episode. So you could search that. We recorded that over New Year's. She is so just full of all of the spiritual wisdom and is a very, very empowered person. Anyways, before I get sidetracked, I recently realized that I had been operating under this spirit of disempowerment for the past few years, actually. It's kind of hard to explain, but when I moved from Miami to... I'm readjusting. When I moved from Miami to New York City in 2022, I don't know what exactly happened, but I feel like I was very confident in Miami for the most part. I mean, we had some not confident moments. I think I put a lot of my confidence into my appearance, which is a temporary confidence for sure. Regardless though, I was pretty confident. I was very confident in what I was doing. I didn't let things hold me back, if that makes sense. Like if someone would give me a no, I'd find a way around it. Like I'd work hard to figure out solutions. I wouldn't just give up very easily. I think that, and I worked really hard. So I was very like hardworking. I feel like I was very empowered in my dreams. I knew that I could make these dreams happen and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden I moved to New York City and I don't really know what exactly changed or shifted, but all of a sudden I just started getting very self-conscious of filming videos if John was at the apartment or even trying to really like reach out to people. It started strong in New York and then it started to slowly fade in terms of like reaching out to brands and reaching out for different opportunities and all these things. I just kind of started, I was struggling a lot with my mental health at the time, like anxiety and depression. So I definitely think that played a huge role in this. But I think over time, I started to get very, very disempowered, specifically in making content and posting content online. I started to feel a lot of imposter syndrome. I started to feel like I wasn't doing a good job. I wasn't doing good enough. All of these very disempowering thoughts that I was operating under. And until recently, I just had this really weird belief where I felt like things that I was doing were just, it was just like dying. Anyways, on a positive note, I realized that I was listening to this lie from this spirit of disempowerment, and I was operating under that. Frankly, I was not empowered. I was not confident in who God made me. I was operating as this victim. I didn't feel like I deserved things, or I didn't feel like I could like get opportunities like I used to. And basically what I did is I broke it off. I was like, I command the spirit of disempowerment to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Get out. And it did. It left me. And I genuinely felt this crazy shift. Like, it was so wild. I felt so much more confident. I was like, I want to make amazing, fun videos again. I don't care how many views it gets. I don't care. Like, I literally love this again. And it has been so freeing. And that's been a huge, huge, huge revelation and realization I've had lately in my life, is just as Christians, like, we're not called to be these disempowered people. We're not called to just be weak. Like, through Jesus, we are strong. He calls us to be empowered. So anyways, that was a very big realization. I wanted to pass it along to you. If you've been feeling undeserving, unworthy, literally just cast out the spirit of disempowerment. It is so freeing. We don't need to live in oppression. So yeah. Okay. That was my spiritual realization for you. Let's get into today's topic. Quick sip of water. Okay. I'm going to share my journey with you. How I became a Pilates instructor and business owner. All right, so let's just start from the beginning. I'm not going to share my entire fitness journey because that might take a while. But to just keep it in summary, I was a competitive figure skater growing up. I wanted to go to the Olympics really bad. That was my big dream. I trained very, very hard every day except for Sunday. I would take that as my rest day. And so fitness was a huge part of my life growing up, because as a figure skater, you're not only training on the ice, you're also training off the ice. I started to struggle with, it's called Osgood Slaughter. So it's basically, I was growing very quickly. And I think it's when your muscles are growing. Oh my goodness, what is it? Is it ligaments are faster than muscle growth? It's one of the two. Basically, I was having this pain underneath my knees, like right below my kneecap, these bumps formed and it just started to hurt really bad. I started going to physical therapy for it, and I was having to take a lot of time off of training because figure skating is very high impact on the body. In fact, when you're landing a jump, it's like 8 times your body weight comes down on you. It's very, very high impact. And you're landing on a hard surface too, so it's definitely not easy on the body. And during this time, it was really hard for me because I wanted to keep training. I didn't want to just lose all of the hard work that I had put into the sport. So I was 15 at the time, and my mom discovered this fitness studio called Pure Bar. It was a blend of ballet, Pilates, and stretching. And she was like, this could be fun. Like, this could be good for you. It looks like it's low impact. I had to get special approval to take the class because I was too young to take the class at the time. And I started taking Pure Bar classes, and oh my goodness, it whipped my butt into shape. It was so hard. I was very cocky, I think, the first time, because I was like, I'm a figure skater. I train all the time. I'm very strong. But the training that I had been doing was a lot of HIIT training, interval training, and a little bit of resistance training. But it was a lot of off-ice jumping, explosive type of training, so that my performance on the ice would reflect that. So anyways, bar was very different for me, and I loved it. It was so fun. Think very small, quick movements to the beat of the music. It is so much fun. It's very choreographed kind of class. I loved it. So that's when I'm 15 years old. At 17 years old, we moved from Houston to Pittsburgh, and I continued to skate there. Definitely slowed down a lot in my skating journey as I went through puberty, and also my dad had lost his job before we moved to Pittsburgh. He got a new job when we moved to Pittsburgh, but I had needed to cut back a little bit on my training because it is a very expensive sport. So at this point, my Olympic dreams were pretty much gone, which was really hard, very, very hard on me. So anyways, we moved to Pittsburgh and I started struggling a lot with my body image. My body is changing a lot. I want to be skinny. And so I got into a lot of the fad diets and also to just the fad workout plans and all those things. I was doing workouts. I didn't even know what they did. I didn't even know if they worked. I just knew they were popular. So I would do those at the gym. I would try like juice cleanses and I would do them totally wrong. It was very toxic. And also too, at the time, my coach told me if I wanted to compete, I would need to lose weight. So I was going through a lot of things as a junior in high school around my body image. I was very insecure. I was a new kid in school. So that was kind of the start of this toxic fitness relationship that I developed. I will say though, going back to Pure Bar, is there was a Pure Bar in Pittsburgh and I would still go to Pure Bar sometimes. And it just was one of those things where it's a franchise. And so all around the country, it feels like the same exact place. I just felt like at home. I love Pure Bar. It is always a place I'm going to love. And so I graduate from high school a year early. I end up moving from Pittsburgh to Miami. And if you know anything about University of Miami, there is a lot of beautiful people and a lot of pool parties. And it was very, very tough for me considering that I was already struggling with my body image and my appearance. So I get down there and I'm immediately comparing myself to all these girls. I'm like, I need to lose weight. I need to get smaller. And so I start going to the gym and doing tons of cardio. Like I said, I had no idea what I was doing. I'd really, before junior year of high school, I'd really only ever done training to help with my figure skating progress. And when I moved for college, I stopped skating. So at this point, I'm like, I like to work out, but I don't really have a why behind why I'm doing it. At this point, it's like, I just want to look smaller and fit in. That was my why. And it was not a very positive driving why, because when I look at myself in the mirror, I hated how I looked. I wasn't happy with myself. I wanted to change constantly. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fast forward, it's sophomore year of college. I then moved to an off-campus apartment. I didn't have my car freshman year, but I had my car sophomore year. And I ended up living very close to a Pure Barre studio. And so freshman year, I had a job at this juice place called Raw Juice. Shout out Raw Juice. I love Raw Juice. Literally an amazing job for freshman year of college. It was so fun because we'd basically get to take home the extra juices and healthy, yummy, it was all vegan, but very like raw vegan foods. Like, oh my goodness, it just was so good, the foods. And as someone who had a dorm room and did not have a kitchen, I would stock up my mini fridge with all my raw juice goods. Total side note there, but I loved raw juice. Anyways, I moved to a new apartment. I'm a little far from Raw Juice, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to get a different job, one that's closer to me. I wonder if I could get a job at Pure Barre. I love Pure Barre. I miss Pure Barre. And so I actually went and I asked the Pure Barre place. I was like, what certification do I need to teach at Pure Barre? I was definitely curious about getting into the fitness teaching world, because even though my relationship with fitness was not the healthiest, you could say, it was a huge part of my life. And I liked exercise. I wanted to be a physical therapist for a while when I was a figure skater. And it was interesting to me. So I, first up for anyone who wants to get into fitness, teaching fitness, is figure out where you want to teach and ask them what certifications they require for that place. A lot of gyms will require a personal trainer certification, which you can get a pretty nationwide or universal one through like ACSM, that kind of place, NASM. But for group fitness, like at a bar studio, a Pilates studio, it's a little different. So at Pure Bar specifically, it's a franchise. A lot of the franchises like Club Pilates, Pure Bar, SoulCycle, stuff like that, they will do in-house training. And so their certification process is not the universal or nationwide certification process that you can get from like ACSM, NASM, those type of places for like physical, or not physical, for personal training. So anyways, that's my first piece of advice. Figure out where you want to teach. I asked them, they said, yes, we do training at corporate of Pure Bar. So basically for me, what they did is I signed a contract where I would teach, if I taught at Pure Bar for 1 year, they would reimburse me for my training certification. So I was locked in for a year, ended up flying me out to Colorado, where I went through a weekend of training for their basic class type. At the time, they had three different class types, and you'd get certified in the first one, and then you'd go through certifications for the other two after you taught the basic classic class for a while. So anyways, I ended up getting certified. It was a very, it was a very tough process. I was very cocky going into it because I had taught figure skating, coached figure skating before. I was like, I know how to teach things. I can do this. Let me tell you, it humbled me so fast. The teaching style of bar is to the beat of the music. So you're counting in 4-8 counts or 8-8 counts when you're doing all these different quick changes, setups, cues, modifications for clients, hands-on corrections, adjusting the levels of the music, making sure the song doesn't run out. There's so much happening at once. And I was very, very, very overwhelmed at the very beginning of getting certified. So I get back from my training and it was called a test out class. So basically what I would do is I would record myself teaching a class and then send it to corporate and they would either pass or fail me. And that was pretty much the process. It was very, very not natural for me. Even after I passed my test out, I continued to struggle a ton. It was so hard for me. I remember I'd have mental breakdowns in my apartment on the floor because I was just like, this is just not clicking. Like, this is so hard. And I was trying really, really hard to get good at it. And around month two, I would say, I taught this 6 a.m. class and the owner of the studio took the class. After the class, everyone had left. She sat next to me on the bench and she asked me, how do you think you did? And I was like, you know, I think I'm improving. And she said, that was a mess. I started crying my eyes out in front of the owner of the studio. I was so overwhelmed with school, with learning something new. I wanted to be good at this, but it was just not working. And I was like, I don't know how this is gonna work. But I will say, for anyone who has been there, who's felt very discouraged at the beginning, who felt like a total beginner, and they felt like they'd never get better, by month three, it actually happened literally overnight. Everything clicked into place for me. Like, it was crazy. I went from feeling like an actual walking chaotic mess in my classes, forgetting choreo, totally butchering the class, just everything in the class, stumbling over my words, feeling super unconfident, all the things, to just, it all clicked. Like, it just came so easy to me all of a sudden. I could remember choreo like nobody's business. I was able to confidently do hands-on corrections for clients. I was able to remember people's names. it was just all of a sudden it became so fun. And this thing that I had felt like I would never get good at, I got there. That is something that I highly, highly just want to stress for any single person, whether you're teaching fitness, whether you are new at a job or you're a beginner at something, do not give up in the first 3 months. Usually, I have heard this from so many people, after month three is when things start to click into place. And it's one of those things too where you have to work hard. You can't just let it happen to you. You need to put in the work. You need to be disciplined. You need to practice. Repetition is everything in learning a new skill. And truly, I think asking for help too, asking people who you know are really good at what you're trying to get good at, and having them take a moment to work with you or to look at your video or piece of art, give you feedback. Like, feedback is so, so key when it comes to getting better at something. So anyways, that was my first experience with getting certified. It was a very tough season, but then once it clicked into place, I started to have a lot more fun teaching at Pure Barre. I started to get to know clients better. I started to form relationships with them. And I all of a sudden realized and learned from clients that not everybody was working out to look a certain way or because they hated themselves. In fact, they were working out, a lot of them who were in their 60s, to simply stay strong and physically active, and they loved it. That was the big thing, is they loved Pure Barre. They loved the community. And it really inspired me to even just kind of reconsider my own relationship with fitness. So fast forward, I end up starting my blog, I'm Sweaty and I Know It, in 2019. It was a very small, fun little health and wellness college blog. And then I ended up getting, one of my friends got a job at this reformer Pilates studio in Miami. And she said that they were looking for instructors. And I had never, ever done reformer Pilates at the time. I ended up going and taking a class. And oh my goodness. I thought I was going to die. I remember I came out of every single move. Every move. I'm not even kidding. Every move. And I would look at the ladies next to me in the class who were in their perfect plank position. And I'm like, how are these people staying in this? I thought I was really in shape. I thought I was strong. How are they doing this? Let me tell you, different muscles, different muscle groups, different type of workout. It happens. I was a total newbie again, this time in my own fitness journey. But I loved it. I felt like this was just a level up for me. I was like, wow, this is a really fun workout. It's super hard. It's also super expensive. I'm a college student. I don't think I could afford this if I was not teaching here, because if I teach here, I get free classes, which is a huge perk, by the way. If you want to get free fitness classes, work at the studios. They'll usually comp you. So anyways, I'm like, okay, I'm interested. And I end up getting interviewed at this studio. I end up going through training. This is when COVID also just started. So I think training was genuinely like the very beginning of the pandemic, like literally like the weekend one of it or something. So it was, we go to the training, and I remember I was like, this is a piece of cake. Like, I got this. I got this. Like, it's easy. I say that until I start actually teaching the classes. Fast forward down the line. But I will say, I think it helped a lot because it was the pandemic. So the studio ended up shutting down and going fully online. I had a lot of time to practice how to teach a reformer class because we were still allowed to go into the studio, like the instructors were, and we could practice just like by ourselves. So I'd go in by myself and teach myself a class and stuff, and I would learn all the things reformer. If you didn't realize this, reformers, there's so much happening on these machines. Like, you got different spring loads you have to be mindful of. You can give your clients not only form modifications, but also spring load modifications. There's so much happening. And so once again, I felt like a total newbie beginner. I was just like, wow, there's a lot to learn. It was very overwhelming. But it was one of those things too, where I just had to practice. I had to push through it. And it turned out to be really, really fun. And I love teaching reformer Pilates now. So anyways, like I said, the studio went online. And I started to teach online reformer-inspired classes for the reformer studio. And I was also teaching online Pure Barre classes. And I started teaching my friends' privates. through Zoom. And then I also started doing live classes on TikTok and on Instagram for my little blog I was telling you about. All of a sudden, my TikTok just starts to pop off, and it led to me starting to film YouTube workouts, which led to me starting to have this new idea of, oh, I could have an online studio, as that started to be a thing for a lot of people. So anyways, at this point, I'm just teaching constantly, and I feel like that really helped me a lot with creativity. It helped me a lot with finding my own personal style, because at Pure Bar, it was very like structured, like you teach this certain way. At the Reformer Pilates studio where I taught, it was a lot more creative. You can build your class and have your class style as you wish. Here are the basic moves that we teach here. So I think that was a really cool transition for me to all of a sudden get to find my voice in a new different way. And I also fell in love with fitness and healed my relationship a lot with fitness around the same time too, because I was realizing that my mental health was getting so much better during the pandemic by teaching and taking all of these workout classes throughout the day. I realized that it was just this amazing thing for anxiety, for stress levels. I loved it. So anyways, around this time is when things in my life just started to shift. As things opened, once the pandemic, the first kind of wave went away, I all of a sudden realized I don't know if I want to teach at Pure Bar anymore, because they had a non-compete there, which basically limited me from doing my own workouts. It was basically waived just during when everything was shut down, because I mean, everything was online. Most things were Mat Pilates or bar at that point. So at this point, I'm kind of at a crossroads. My stuff is starting to grow, starting to pop off. And I'm like, do I go back to what I was doing at Pure Bar, or do I take a leap of faith and just dive headfirst into opening my own type of workout and own online studio? I took a leap of faith. It was very scary, and I ended up talking to the owner of my Pure Bar studio. We had a really, really good conversation about it, and she really understood. And I ended up just, we parted ways in a really great, great note. And I just went headfirst into teaching on YouTube. And then I started to build my online studio, which is called Sweaty Studio. I was also still teaching in-person Reformer at this time, because there was a little different there. They didn't have the same policies. So I was teaching Reformer Pilates privates. I loved teaching the private classes while also building my studio. And this is where it's so interesting, just looking back at journeys of things, how things build and grow. I started out just a total newbie beginner. I thought I was horrible at teaching fitness. I felt so just bad at it and discouraged. And all of a sudden, I was at a place where I was like filming workout videos and people were loving them. And I was adding affirmations to my own workouts because I wanted to just really connect that mind and body to mind and body style and help people feel empowered during the workouts, especially during a time when people were struggling a lot with mental health. So another part of my journey around this time is I went back into a bit of a spiral in terms of my relationship with my body. I have chatted about this before, but I got into taking Adderall. So I, at this point, I've graduated college. And I am now working a remote public relations job while also teaching. I started to cut back in my in-person teaching. So I was still teaching privates at the Reformer Studio. And I was also growing my social media and doing the YouTube stuff. And also I wanted to start working on that in-person. A lot of things going on here. I also wanted to start building my sweaty studio. At the time, I was struggling a lot with focusing at my job. And I started to believe this lie that I had ADD. So I ended up getting prescribed Adderall, which led into a bit of a toxic spiral with Adderall. I started to not eat enough food, and I struggled with my relationship with food. And before you know it, also at the time, I had just gone out of a breakup 4 years, or out of a relationship of 4 years. I was in a very weird transitional season. I did not know how to cope. I didn't have Jesus in my life either, which I truly believe makes a huge difference in these seasons, even if they're hard. So I was also very into astrology. So anyways, there was a lot of things happening in this season of my life. And I all of a sudden felt like this huge imposter. I'm struggling with my relationship with food. I'm partying a lot. And I ended up really just being like, do I even have the credentials to be an instructor at this point? Like, I'm not even able to take care of myself. But that's just the enemy speaking, trying to discourage me from a call the Lord had on my life. And so I ended up realizing, thankfully, that I could, instead of hide and pretend everything was okay or just quit what I was doing, I could share what was really going on with everyone. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So I started to talk about how the that girl thing was a huge thing at this time too. So I started to talk about how that was unrealistic and how it's okay to have dates. A little backtrack. So I started to talk about this balanced that girl lifestyle as I started to work on healing my relationship with food. More so in the sense of I just don't want to be restrictive at this point. And I wanted to just eat something. So whether that's eating a bag of goldfish or whatever the case was. I just wanted to show that not everyone has it all together all the time. So I started to show my lifestyle more. I opened up about what's really going on. I also was literally filming these workouts and doing them for my own mental health sake. I would film a Pilates for anxiety workout when I was on the brink of having a mental breakdown, and it helped me so, so, so much. So I started to just firsthand experience the power of the technique that I was teaching. And I was like, wow, like this actually helps my life so much. So as I'm experiencing all of this, I finally got myself to work on opening the studio online and a paid membership, which I have to just like get back a little bit. Something that was holding me back for a while was the fear that no one would pay for my classes. And it was some sort of worthiness thing that I just wasn't feeling worthy that my stuff, people would still like to do my stuff, even if they had to pay for it. So that was a huge thing that was holding me back, was this fear. And I think a lot of times, especially in our journey when we're about to hit a huge new breaking point, there are sometimes this fear that talks and it tries to hold us back, and it tries to really hold us back from the call God has on our life. So I ended up, thankfully, pushing through, and I was like, you know what? Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? No one signs up. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So I ended up going after my dreams. I ended up starting the studio, and I started getting into my faith around this exact time as well, which helped a ton with just feeling more confident in this, and also just helped me a lot with my own personal life. And if you want to listen to more of my testimony, I have a whole episode on my testimony where I share more about how I got back into my faith and all of that as well. There was a lot happening in this time of my life, if you can't tell. Anyways, I ended up getting back into my faith, and on New Year's of 2022, I opened the doors to Sweaty Studio, and it was just, the launch blew my mind. It was nothing like I had expected. I'd had launches before, and like 5 people bought anything, and I was just blown away by how just so many people were excited about it. They signed up for it. They loved it. And it propelled me to be like, wait, this could actually become my thing. Like fitness, teaching fitness had always been a part-time job for me at that point. It had been just like a fun college job or a side job while I was also working my full-time big girl job. But all of a sudden I was like, wait, this could be like my full-time thing. This is so wild. So I ended up giving it about a month. I offered everyone a free trial to start for a month, and then it started to turn paid, and I could see how many people were sticking around. I was also starting to do a lot of brand deals for my social media accounts around this time as well. And honestly, just the timing of everything in February allowed me to quit my PR job. I realized it wasn't where the Lord was leading me in my life, especially too with like the whole Adderall thing. I'm like, I don't need Adderall to focus on what God's called me to do. That was a huge revelation I had. And I actually didn't end up getting off of Adderall until that summer, but that was what he showed me. He's like, Callie, I have made you, wired your brain perfectly for what you have been created to do. You don't need Adderall to be successful at that thing. So that was huge. That was a huge realization to have. And anyways, it wasn't like everything was rainbows and sunshine from there around starting the online studio. It was definitely a new territory, a lot of figuring things out, a lot of feeling like a total beginner at so many different things. I felt really overwhelmed again, very similar to how I started when I first taught fitness. And I'm realizing as I'm saying this, I mean, that's just genuinely how entrepreneurship and anything in life really goes. Like, we hit milestones, and then to get to the next level, sometimes it feels like we're a total beginner in this unknown area again. But you really just have to push through. You have to do the research. You have to put in the work and figure things out and not be afraid to get your hands dirty, to call people, to ask them questions, to make mistakes. And realizing that you're never, like, where you're at right now is going to be the worst it's ever going to be when you first start something. That is something that freed me a lot from perfectionism, is realizing that I have to start somewhere. I get to start somewhere. So anyways, I had good months. I had some not so good months with the studio. Ended up launching an app. It was very exciting. And from there, I started doing a lot more just brand teaching events. I slowed down teaching a ton at the Reformer Studio, like I said. And then eventually I ended up moving to New York City, which is where I got myself into a little hole around teaching in person because I was teaching so much online at this point. I really miss teaching in person, but I don't know why. I just was struggling. I think it was because I wasn't sure I was going to stay in New York full time or for very long. I tried out to teach at a studio there because I was like, I miss in-person teaching a lot. I ended up getting offered the job there, but then I ended up declining it because I just couldn't commit. And so that's kind of like what spiraled me into this just weird season where I feel like I was teaching still, but I missed the in-person teaching that I had originally started out doing. And then for the next few years, I just continued teaching online. And it's been a huge blessing. But I think as of lately, I realized like I miss in-person teaching so much. So much. And in March, the Lord, he showed me that he wanted me to start teaching in person Pilates and praise classes, which blends worship music with Pilates. I was terrified. And all of a sudden, I had the fear again, the fear that no one would show up. And like I said, I found that the fears will chatter and talk right before you do something big and make big moves. I thankfully pushed through it. And people showed up. People showed up to the class and continue to show up. It has been so cool. And then that has inspired me to even go further and work on opening an in-person studio. And this is a total new realm for me, again, of, oh my goodness, what am I doing? Figuring things out, figuring out what applications to submit for different licenses, all the things, training someone. I've never trained someone before in fitness. So it has just been a journey and a half, and I'm really excited for it to continue. But anyways, I just hope that my story is helpful. I hope that it inspires you. You don't have to be someone like crazy, crazy professional at fitness or at something to teach fitness or teach Pilates. Like, I thought that I was like a hot shot when I started because I had figure skated my whole life and I coached figure skating and blah, 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 blah. But I still was a beginner. I still had to learn. Staying humble is huge. And whatever you do, realizing that we can always learn from other people. We can learn every day something new. That's going to help a lot with the learning process and the learning curve. And also just not being afraid to make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to stumble over your words. But to learn from them. To not beat yourself up over it, but to learn from it. And so I just want to encourage you to go after your big dreams, whatever it is. Start somewhere, start with the first step, and then take the next step, and then the next step. If you look up to someone in your life, I want you to think about that person, and I want to tell you that that person started exactly where you are right now. Every single person that we see who's successful, they started out a total beginner at something, and they're probably continuing to learn every day as well at what they're doing to get even better. So I hope this episode inspired you. I hope that my journey has inspired you. One thing I wanted to say about Pilates instructor teaching, a question I get a lot is, where do I get certified? Like I said, ask the studio that you're interested in where you can get certified. I would recommend getting certified through a nationally accredited studio if you don't have a specific franchise in mind that you want to teach at. Like, let's say you want to teach at a little local studio or something. I think it's definitely beneficial to get certified through like Balanced Body or something like that. I will say they're very, very, very expensive, and I have not needed them to get where I am today. I got to where I am today with a franchise certification. So ultimately, I think it comes down to the quality of the certification too, and what type or like where you want to teach and what your dreams are with that. Because I teach my own style of Pilates and I have my own studio, through that then I can make my own like certification type of thing. Like it's different than if I was I just blanked on what I was saying. But anyways, that's my piece of advice, is figure out where you want to teach and then figure out what certification they require and then go from there. anyways, you can't mess it up. Like, obviously we can make decisions that better us in life, but don't get stuck because you want to make the best perfect decision. That's perfectionism holding you back. Just start somewhere and then go from there. Any certification is better than no certification. That's also something I'll say too. Very important to get certified if you're teaching fitness so that you don't hurt your clients and you give them a great experience. Okay, that is my TED Talk. I hope you enjoyed this. Let me know if this episode resonated with you. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. You can DM me at Callie Gualy. The podcast Instagram is Healthy But Human Pod. I will probably respond faster on Callie Gualy, if I'm being totally honest. And last but not least, tag me in your stories listening to this episode. Send it to a friend who has big dreams and wants to start their own business or wants to become a Pilates instructor or a fitness instructor. Send it to them. And other than that, I hope you have the best day. You are so deeply loved. You are doing big things and I am so proud of you, and you have a lot to be proud of too. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day. Stay healthy, be human, and keep being amazing. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.